Hello everyone, and welcome to Biopedia. Point mutations are mutations which result in only one base pair changing within the whole genome. Despite the fact that this may not sound very significant, it can have drastic consequences for the organism, and indeed for other organisms that interact with them. A poignant example of this is the story of the almond, originally from southwestern Asia, which generates more than $21 billion of revenue per year. They show up several times throughout ancient history. For instance, an almond fruit has been found in the tomb of Tutankhamun, the prominent boy king from ancient Egypt. In addition, Pliny the Elder would write about them in his book Natural History. The domestic almond is known as the sweet almond and stands in contrast to the wild or bitter almond, which is harmful to animals ingesting them. As an example of this, the ancient Egyptians used the toxic nature of wild almond nuts, and also peach seeds, to poison priests who had committed treason in Thebes and Memphis. One difference between the domestic and wild almond is that the wild variety accumulates a chemical containing cyanide in the nut, specifically diglucoside amygdalin. By means of a series of reactions, prunicin made in the almond seed coat is converted into the aforementioned diglucoside amygdalin within the wild variety. A 2019 paper documented one research group's comparison of genomic DNA from both bitter and sweet almond trees. The researchers eventually discovered a cluster of genes 46,000 base pairs long which coded for five transcription factors, named BHLH1 to BHLH5. Working out the function of these five transcription factors ultimately led to the discovery that BHLH2 regulates transcription of the first two genes in the reaction sequence to create amygdalin. These two genes are known to be expressed less in domestic almonds than in their wild counterparts. Two mutations, a change from a cytosine to a thymine base, as well as an indel of three base pairs, ultimately meant that a leucine residue was swapped for a phenylalanine, as well as a second amino acid inserted, which was subsequently found to have no effect on protein function. The leucine to phenylalanine mutation is at a specific leucine residue, the 346th amino acid in the sequence, which is positioned so that the leucines of two different BHLH2 molecules are facing each other when they dimerize. The mutation ultimately means that the BHLH2 dimer's shape is altered, rendering it unable to carry out its function. This means that, in sweet almonds, BHLH2 cannot transcribe its two target genes, ultimately preventing the synthesis of amygdalin. In the domestic subspecies of almond, the quantity of amygdalin is negligible. Therefore, this point mutation in BHLH2 allowed the almond to be safely eaten. It's worth noting as an interesting aside that the successful domestication of almonds was recorded by Basil of Caesarea, the 4th century church father. He documents Greek farmers in Cappadocia putting pine plugs into the pith of the almond tree, which yielded almonds which were not bitter. This is because it was probably stressful to the trees and stopped them creating the toxin. However, this knowledge of the almond's genome could also have an application in the modern day. Currently, trees have to be 3 to 4 years old before farmers can find out whether the tree will produce sweet or bitter almond kernels. By contrast, genetic techniques can be carried out on trees only a few months of age by analysing DNA from just one leaf. That's it for today. As always, thank you for listening. For any questions, comments, or topic suggestions, feel free to get in touch at the show's email address. Until next time, have a great week, everyone.